Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you once again today. We're thanking and praising God for his tender loving kindness and his tender mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good, and we just love the Lord. And we're excited about the word of the Lord. We're glad to be on tonight, praise the Lord, to share the word of God with you. Amen. We had started a teaching quite a while back now in the book of Acts, and we're still in the midst of that, and we want to pick up tonight with Acts chapter 13. Praise the Lord. We're going to continue on, praise God, in the word. We just pray that the word of God will be a blessing to you tonight as you just stop for a few minutes and just share in the word of God. Before we get started, we do want to have a word of prayer. Amen. We have received some requests for prayer, and we just want to lift up the different ones that are sick tonight and those that are in the hospital. Praise the Lord. We want to lift up these dear ones in prayer. So we just ask that you would just go with us now as we go before the Lord. Father, we thank you, for this is the day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your word tonight. We ask, dear Lord, that you would grace us, Father, in the word, and Father, that you'll anoint, Father, the word of God. We thank you for this opportunity that we can come before you, Father God, and thank you for your people, those that are listening, God, all over the world tonight. We thank you, God, for just being God. We thank you, God, for this avenue where we can share your word, oh God, and we just ask that you would just come in and have your way. And Father God, we lift up the needs that have been presented to us. Father God, we lift up House tonight that's in Florida in the hospital that suffered a heart attack. We ask that you would touch him, that you would heal his body, that you would restore. Father God, that you would mend. Lord God, that you make him every whit whole. God, those arteries that were blocked, we asking you, God, to complete the work, Father God, and give him rest in his body. And we thanking you, God, for working a miracle in that area, Father God. And Lord God, we lift up the other requests, God, that were presented to us, Father God, the young lady in Alabama that's in the hospital. We pray, Father, that you would touch right now. Father God, that you would minister, Father God. Lord God, that you would touch her body, make her every whit whole. God, we send forth your word tonight. Your word heals, your word saves, your word delivers, your word sets free. So, Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We ask, God, that you would continue to minister and have your way. Meet the needs of your people. Father God, we'll never cease to give you praise, give you honor, and give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we are going into the word of the Lord. We're going to go back to Acts chapter 13. And just to review just a little bit, we're talking about the beginning of this chapter talks about Paul, Saul, and Barnabas. They were seeking the Lord. They were at Antioch, and they had gathered to seek the Lord, and they ministered to the Lord. And as they were fasting, the Lord spoke, praise the Lord, and said to separate Barnabas and Saul for the work. The Holy Ghost said that I have called them, whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted, this is verse 3, chapter 13, verse 3. It says, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Now, Saul and Barnabas here was called, amen, and they went out on their first missionary journey when the Lord had pulled them out and set them apart because he had further ministry for these men to do, praise God. And beloved, we're living in a time and hour where God is, this is 2012. This is a year of government. It's a year of establishment. It's also a year of judgment. It's a year where God is ordering the body. He's setting the body in order and establishing so that the kingdom of God can advance and go forward. Praise God. So there's a lot of shifting going on. There's a lot of changes in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. A lot of ministries are going through a lot of transitions, a lot of changes. Praise God. But it's all for the glory of God. And it's because God has a divine work in this hour, in this season that he's doing. So as we look in this word here, Paul and Barnabas were ordained by God as missionaries. And so they began to go, amen, forth on their first missionary journey. And so they were sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And beloved, we are living in a season where we must walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. And I want to divert just for a moment and go over to the book of John. And if you go with me to John chapter 15 and verse 1, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And beloved, in order for us to bear fruit, we have to go through some things. We have to be purged. We have to be cleansed. My point in bringing out the scripture, though, is that it's talking about abiding in the vine. And when we're walking in the vein of the Holy Ghost, we're allowing the Lord to direct our lives, to lead us and to guide us by his Spirit and by his power. As Paul and Barnabas went out, praise the Lord, they were led by the Holy Ghost. And as you go through the rest of the book of Acts, there were places and there were times when God would forbid them to go into certain areas. And we're going to get to that when we get a little further down the road. But they were very, very sensitive to God to do what he called them to do, and they were led by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So they began to take their journey. They went to Selenia, and if I'm not pronouncing that right, forgive me. And then they went to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they also had John. John was there ministering to them, and he was with them at this time. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus. And we're just reviewing this, praise God, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Now, we see here that this man is a sorcerer. He's into witchcraft. He's a false prophet. But there was one there that really wanted to hear the word of God. And one thing about witchcraft will attempt to deflect so people cannot receive the word of God and put up barriers where people can't get the word, praise God. Witchcraft, there's a lot of facets to witchcraft. We're not going to get to go there tonight, praise God. But we see that this man was a sorcerer, praise God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, he withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. See, the enemy did not want this man to hear the word of God. But look at this. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, the enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Now see, God by the Holy Ghost gave Paul exactly what to say to this man, praise the Lord, because he spoke to the spirit that was in that man. He spoke to him. He spoke to that spirit. He let the enemy know that he was aware of who he was, praise God, and what he was trying to do through this man. But this man also realized that Paul was the real deal. He wasn't a fake and he wasn't a phony. And beloved, when we're sent by God, praise God, God will equip you with everything that you need so that you can fulfill your destiny and the will of God. Now, Paul was equipped by the Holy Ghost We know that Paul was a religious man at one time before he really met the Lord. But once God got a hold of him, he changed his life. He filled him with the Holy Ghost, praise God. And then he sent him, praise God, called him to be an apostle, praise God, and then began to send him to do the work of the ministry. Now, Paul was a man that walked and flowed, praise God, under the anointing of God, had the gifts in operation in his life, praise God. But God got a hold of Paul, amen, changed his character, changed his demeanor, praise the Lord. It doesn't take God long to do anything, beloved, amen. Sometimes he's just waiting on us to get in a place, amen, to surrender to the will of God, praise God. And that is what Paul did. That's what I love about this man of God, because he surrendered his whole life to the Lord, praise God. So he began to expose the enemy that was in this man, this sorcerer, this witchcraft spirit, praise God. And then he says, and behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Now, as Paul spoke again, under the direction of God, amen, the word that he gave came to pass, praise the Lord. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now, because of what the Lord did through the man of God, and as he saw this prophet, this false prophet, if you will, get exposed, he believed, he knew, amen, that what Paul was preaching was real. He knew then Jesus is real, praise the Lord. Amen. And people today need to know that Jesus is real, that he's alive, praise God. Amen. The word of God is quick and it is powerful, beloved. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it will pierce to the dividing asunder of soul, go down into the marrow of the bone, praise the Lord. The word of the Lord, amen, is true, praise God, and it's real. And when we walk upright before God, amen, and we do what God says, praise the Lord, God will protect, amen. He will even expose as necessary. So you don't have to be afraid, beloved, if a witch comes into your doors, praise God. A sorcerer comes in, a warlock comes in, Jezebel comes in, praise God. God will give you discernment, praise the Lord, how to deal, praise God, because there are things that we will have to deal with in the body of Christ, praise God. But we must stand in boldness, praise God. And Paul did not allow this spirit to wreak havoc. He did not allow this man to maneuver, to manipulate, intimidate, any of that. He shut the devil down, praise God. Now, the word goes on to say in verse 13, now, when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia. And John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. And at this point, we don't know why John decided to leave, praise God. We don't know, you know, what the cause of it was, but for whatever reason, he decided to go back home, praise God. And we're going to leave that there because this issue will come back up again down the road. So we're going to talk a little bit more about John Mark later, praise God. And when they had departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. So God opened a door as they were sitting in fellowship. Amen. And bring it down to our language today. Amen. Paul and Barnabas was there. They were just sitting, enjoying the word, I'm sure. Praise God. But then the rulers asked them if they had anything to say, that they were giving them liberty to speak. Praise God. And God will often do that. Praise the Lord. I know for myself, many times I've gone to places just to fellowship, didn't have no agenda or anything like that. Praise God. And God will open the door, praise God, for us to share. Amen. And God will do that. Praise the Lord. You know, I've lived by this principle, coming up with the way the Lord brought me up, praise God, that I never would ask people, can I come preach at your church or give cards out or send letters out. The Lord never allowed me to do that, praise the Lord. And so we've just gone through doors as God has opened doors, praise the Lord. If God were put something on your heart, there's a way to do that. But just to solicit, beloved, to and everybody's different. I'm not telling you to do what I've done, praise God, because because I'm not saying that, you know, if you do that, that it's wrong. But, you know, everybody's walk is different, praise the Lord. And so for the most part, that's how it's been for me, praise God. But God has been gracious to open doors, and I go through doors that he opens, praise the Lord. So we don't try to open doors. We allow the Lord to open them. I think that's really what is on my heart, praise the Lord, is that, beloved, especially for new ministers, new evangelists, amen, if you're just coming up, praise the Lord, God will open those doors that he wants you to walk through. He will prepare us to walk through certain doors, praise God. And then when he does open those doors and you go forth, praise God, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, God will do the work that needs to be done. There's a lot of word that's yet to be preached, praise God. Amen. Because in this time, the end time, the Bible says that the gospel must be preached to every creature. Amen. Praise God. So we're in the end time now where the word is able to go out over the internet and go out through these airways, praise God. So we're not limited, beloved. It. Praise God. If you're an evangelist, praise God, there really isn't a lacking for you to minister the word. Praise God. Whether even if it be on printed page, through blogs, or, you know, all of these avenues we have, amen, to minister the word of God. We just need to tap into the Holy Ghost and find out the direction that God would have you to go in. And when God gives you an assignment, beloved, fulfill the assignment. Do what God tells you to do. Obey the Lord. Praise God. In this hour, in this season, it's very, very important that we obey God. Amen. And that we walk circumspectly. Praise God. And do, amen, what God is asking us to do. Praise the Lord. And do it with love. Do it with joy. Praise God. Meekness, humbleness, all of those things, so that God's will can be done. Praise God. Now, so after the reading, they were asked if they had a word to say on. Then Paul, verse 16, stood up and beckoning with his hand, said this, "Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. And with an high arm brought he them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that, he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterward, they desired a king. And God gave unto them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. And beloved, God is looking for a people that will fulfill his will. Praise the Lord. Paul just began to rehearse how God had brought the children of Israel through Egypt, gave them the promised land, amen, and then ruled through judges, praise God. And back then when there was judges, praise God, the judges that ruled, God was able to really have more influence, if you will, or control, if you will, over the people, because the people adhered to what God wanted. But then they got to a point where they desired a king. They wanted to be like everybody else. And, beloved, how many of you know that a lot of times we can't be like everybody else? It's not beneficial for us. But because they desired a king, God gave them a king. Even Samuel knew that that was not the way that God wanted them to be, because God, they were God's people, and God wanted to be where he could speak and they would move, praise God. But they wanted to go through a man. They wanted to be like the other nations, praise God. And it proved, amen, that it wasn't always a good thing, praise the Lord, because not every king was godly, not every king was righteous, not every king would do what God wanted, praise God. So many times when evil kings came along and they began to worship Baal, they began to do all kinds of things that was contrary to the word of God, and God would have to pour out his judgment upon them because God hates sin. He does not want us walking contrary to his word. Praise God. But we know that David was a man after God's own heart. Praise God. And that is through David's line, amen, that Jesus came. So God promised David that his kingdom would never end. Praise the Lord. And God is keeping that word. Praise God. Because Jesus will come back again one day, beloved, and he will reign. Praise God. Amen. So we know the kingdom of David will never end. Praise the Lord. And that, when God gives a word, beloved, he doesn't go back on his word. He doesn't change his mind. He doesn't say, well, I said that, but I changed my mind. I'm not going to give you that. No, when God says something, he means what he says. Praise God. Some of you are waiting on the promises of God to come to pass, things that God has said that you would do in ministry. Praise God. Beloved, I just want to encourage you to continue to seek the face of God. Don't give up on the Lord. Don't give up on what he has said. Amen. Put him in remembrance of his word. Most of all, beloved, get in a right relationship with God. If your relationship is waning, just get in a right relationship with God and seek the face of God. Amen. Get to know him. Praise God. Just stay in the vein of the Holy Ghost so that the will of God can be done in your life. Now, we want to go just a little bit further, praise God. Let's go to verse 23. It says, of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. When John had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel, and as John fulfilled his course, he said, whom think ye that I am? I am not he. But behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of the salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and of their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. Praise God. So he's rehearsing again what happened to Jesus. And we know Jesus came that we might, beloved, have a right to the tree of life. He suffered and he died. He was a ransom. Praise God. He was obedient to his Father. Amen. Even to the point of death, so that we, beloved, may have a right to the tree of life. And verse 28, I want to go a little further. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired that Pilate, that he should be slain. Now, Paul is rehearsing the word. He is preaching the word to the people. And beloved, when God opens doors, we need to be mindful to preach the word. Amen. People need the word. Come on. Lost souls are dying. Amen. Every day. Praise the Lord. And a lot of times we find in certain places where the word is not going forth. Praise God. But we want to be mindful to be sensitive to the Lord, to preach Jesus. This is what the Lord said to the disciples, that they would be witnesses of him in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. Their task was to share Jesus Christ. And when Paul got saved, he got filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what he began to do. And this is what he is doing in the scripture. In verse 29, it says, and when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead. Paul knew that Jesus was alive. Glory to God. Because on the road to Damascus, as he was going to do a job, praise the Lord met him that day. Praise God. And beloved, when you really meet Jesus, your life will never be the same. When you have an encounter with God, with your Savior, Jesus Christ, and you recognize that he died for you, that he loves you, that he wants to clean up your life and change your life, praise the Lord, and wash away all the sins, praise God. Amen. He just wants to come in and dwell. When you really realize who Jesus is, praise praise God. You will accept him. Praise God. I believe that you will believe on him. Praise the Lord. And sometimes people just need to really, really, really have an encounter with the Lord. Amen. And I believe, beloved, in this hour, in this end time season, God's going to prove himself so greatly to men, women, boys, and girls that really begin to cry out to know the Lord. Praise God. Paul had an encounter that changed his life, changed his world. He was never the same. He went with one message, but when he came out, praise God, from that street called Straight, he came out with a new message. He came out with a message that Jesus saves, that he is the Christ. Praise God. Oh, I just thank God for the word tonight. I thank God for his word. Listen, verse 31, and he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And as concerning, amen, that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Praise the Lord. Now, again, we know, amen, that Jesus is alive. Praise God. He is alive. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. Praise God. Making intercession for you and for me. Praise the Lord. This is a dynamic scripture where Paul is, again, simply preaching Jesus Christ because there were those that needed to hear. Listen, I come to tell you, Jesus is alive. Praise the Lord. Our Messiah has come. Our Savior has come. Beloved, I am saying to you, Jesus is alive. If you have a need today, praise God. You have a need to be saved. Praise God. If you don't know the Lord, or maybe you're backslidden away from God, praise God. I'm encouraging you tonight to come to the Lord. Amen. Give your life to Jesus. Your life will never be the same. He will come in. He will wash you. He will make you every whit whole because he loves you. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you, God, for all that you are doing. Father, I pray that the convicting power of the Holy Ghost would touch that young man, touch that young woman, touch that grandmother, touch that mother, that father, that grandfather. Father God, draw by your spirit. Father God, and help them to give their lives to you, to ask you to forgive them of their sins. Come into their lives, Father God, and wash them. Make them ever with whole. We thank you tonight for the word. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. And Lord God, we thank you for all those that are ministering the word of the Lord. Keep your people, Father. Keep us in our right mind. Father God, we'll never cease to give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, my time is gone for today, but I pray that you will be encouraged in the Lord. Know that God loves you, beloved. Know that he really cares, and he has your best interests at heart. Until our next broadcast, I want you to be blessed in the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at Set Free Outreach Ministries at hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because he loves you and he cares.
a place where you